Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, Willie.
Drinking Bros.
Free Willie.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait, hold on.
We'll do introductions later. It is. It's been a while since all four of us been together.
Yeah.
Hey, it has been.
It calls for celebration.
Yeah. Do you mind if we have a little celebratory thing over here real quick?
We got to surprise you with something.
Please, no, please do. Please do.
We're going to surprise you.
Okay,
Russ.
Okay. I think we should do this.
All right. This is the intro.
Yes, it is. Welcome, drinking bro.
Check it. Here we are on the Drinking Bro Show, where we drink, talk shit, and get you in the know. We will sip some sauce, getting tipsy. We got Matt, Ross, Rocco, and little JT. It might get dirty, but here is the deal. We're all friends and we're keeping it real. If there's one last message, but you already know, a huge shout out to our favorite Drinking Bros.
Welcome, Drinking Bros.
Off with a cheers,
whoa.
Fuck yeah.
I'm sure that sounded horrible on your side over there, Ross.
But once you hear it through the studio.
I think it sounded glorious. I think it's amazing. One, I think you should record it. Two, the only thing you're going to have to change is Jared.
Little Jared, thank you.
Oh, man, that was the only thing where I was like, oh, hey, maybe not little.
You know, JT.
You know, the funny thing is
we were
literally sitting in the studio and we're like, oh, man, we had, 15 minutes to
kill? We wrote that 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so we're just like, let's just go for it. And it was fun.
Yeah, so welcome to you guys Bros missed podcast. Last week, but he tried to change his nickname from Jimmy John's Jared to Yellow Dart, which
it's catching on. It's catching on
to J Rod.
It's not catching on anywhere, Jared.
What did I miss?
Like nowhere is that catching on.
We missed a lot.
We missed a lot.
God damn.
It's good to see you guys,
Drinking Bros.
You did. It's good. It's good to have you back. It feels like the seat wasn't warm. You know?
Yeah.
Now I feel down. I sat down tonight. It felt like the seat was warm, like you guys were here. Like your presence was in me.
I feel great about this.
Oh, man.
So yeah.
Good. So good. Some people would have a lifetime for a moment like this. Yeah. You know?
They really do. So does Kelly Clarkson.
Is that Kelly
Clarkson?
No. Oh, gosh.
I don't know who wrote it. She didn't write it down, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know what? Little Jared might be correct tonight. It could be D Parts. Right?
It's a musical edition because we're recording.
Good.
Yeah,
it's D Parts. It's D Parts. Well, hey kids, we got some sponsors
tonight. Let's get into it.
I know we've talked about this before, but we're going to talk about it again because it's just that fucking awesome. It's Carnivore Club. It's pretty simple. You give them some money, they send you a box of incredible meat straight to your fucking front door every month. The tagline on their box is "Satisfy your inner carnivore."
Yes,
I want to meet inner carnivore. Get it, meat.
They deliver all of that promise. They've got the best salami, the best beef jerky, the best fancy Italian meats. You'll be too busy stuffing your fat fucking faces to really even learn to pronounce it. Not that you need it, anyways. I think it's pretty fucking delicious. Unless you're, some sort of vegan, you'll probably think it is too. So go out and get it. It's carnivoreclub.co and sign up. You can use the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 10%
off
your first order.
There's no fucking G in that Drinking Bros, you know?
No G.
There's no G in that Drinking Bros, kids. And then get out your credit card. Type carnivoreclub.co in your computer and join the Carnivore Club for the best meat you've ever tasted in your whole fucking life. Carnivoreclub.co with the promo code Drinking Bros to get 10% off.
I feel like
yes,
I love Ross's. Yeah. He kills it. You know?
I've actually missed Ross. Ross, I've missed you.
We both missed you.
We've missed.
I've missed you guys. Yeah, I've missed you guys. Jared and I got really drunk on the last episode, I'm really curious to see how this goes.
This is going
to
go nowhere.
I think we're going to top this.
Yeah.
Fucking trash.
There's been drinking since 11 today.
11 o'clock.
I'm hiccuping. I might throw up on this one. No one's thrown up.
We'll get into
no
that.
No one's thrown up.
We'll get into that, but don't we have
we've got a new sponsor. We've got a new sponsor this month. New sponsor.
Hey.
I wish we could jingle a bell, but our budget isn't.
I can clank some bottles together.
there we go.
Hey,
that's the dink.
That's the dink.
He just gave us a quick dink.
Oh,
the Dink of Champions. Our new sponsor this month is Tartarus Ordnance. They are a home defense. Basically, they're a company that should be called, I wish a motherfucker would. Because yeah! you need this shit if somebody comes inside your house. And you can just blow them away. They're a proud supporter of the Semper Fi Fund. Everything you buy off their website is 10% of it goes to the Semper Fi Fund. Great. You can also type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros with an N or a G. They allowed us to do both in case our audience is stupid.
They were smart. Yeah, we're all drunk.
They are smart. They're a lot smarter than us.
I need to buy some ammo. Yeah, I don't know if I
can. And you get 10% off your ammo. I'll let Mr. Matt Best tell you what defense ammo is for your house.
Yeah.
I love Ross describing ammunition. It's great. No, they sent us out some test samples, and it's quality shit, man. The thing with, like, smaller businesses like they are, they're still a large business, but, like, on the smaller end, not like other companies, is the quality control is great. You know, if you shoot, especially a lot of the guys that do 3-gun and match ammo, holding a certain MOA is so tight that, like, you know, every load has to be exactly the same.
You said load.
I know, there you go.
Yeah, he said tight.
You said load and tight.
On their 9 and 5, it's wonderful shit, and I'm very thankful and proud to have them as sponsors.
Dude,
what a cool sponsor.
I'm excited to have
I'm
that
glad that guys like this are catching on. Like,
right.
Oh, hey, by the way, you know, maybe we've never advertised on podcasts before, but these might be the guys I want to
reach.
Exactly. Appreciate it, guys.
One of the best sponsors to kind of have is like it's our world, yes. And it fits really well with
our audience. Meat and ammo,
right? Exactly.
What do I?
Yeah,
all
meat
and
ammo. What more do you need in this life? You really don't need anything else in this life.
I don't know, but meat and ammo.
I'd take socks.
You would fucking take socks.
Yeah, if Bree Olson comes on as another sponsor, we're good to go. Like, you know, across the board.
Celine Dion perfume.
I love cheese. If there's a cheese sponsor,
oh, God.
I would love it.
Look at you.
You know schmegma? You know what schmegma is?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
What is it?
I don't want that cheese.
Some people, the viewers might not know.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
What?
I want Ross to continue with his sponsors.
Jared's already tired and meat sweats.
I'm not tired. I just poured myself a France press.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Well, let's get into the last tune. We'll talk about him almost.
We will.
Ross, look. I'm going to steal this from you. You know what this podcast is also sponsored by, right?
Can you remind me? Can you give me a refresher?
Listen, you know, when I take a piss, it's usually red, white, and blue. And when I flush my toilet, there is every single page of the book comes out, which is At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the only romance novel for dudes.
I'm confused at that analogy.
I don't know if that was good or bad.
No, because I get to read it while I'm pissing. It's like the greatest thing ever.
I wasn't sure if you had eaten the book and you were shitting each page.
I like it so much, I probably ate the book.
You live and breathe the book so much that you piss it out?
Exactly.
I love that.
It's not like I'm pissing on the book. It's there in my most intimate moments.
Loads all over the wall of my room, and it's spelled out The Night She Cries While He Rides His
Steed. And it's right there.
It's like a real sticky ghost.
It's like the toast that comes out and looks like Jesus, right? Instead of it's your semen that looks like Rice She Cries While He Rides His Steed.
Ross, I feel like you are that guy from Mice of Men, but you're not such a pussy where you wear a glove of Vaseline. You took the glove off and
a
you wrote this fucking book.
Yeah, the glove. That's a,
Who
wife. Ross doesn't do that.
I
mean,
love that.
St. James Street James doesn't do that.
No, dude.
No, girl, he doesn't. He doesn't. I like how Jared just dropped a Boo Radley reference for a totally different author. He just brought up a Harper
Who's
Lee
Boo
book.
Boo Radley?
I don't know.
Boo Radley is from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Maybe you heard of it.
Yes.
I thought
little story, a little tale that we've all had to read in sixth or seventh grade.
To Kill a Mockingbird is the same book.
Of what?
Where he puts the Vaseline in his pocket.
No, that's Mice of Mice and Men.
Oh,
of Mice and Men. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Jared.
Things.
So I wasn't wrong. I thought I was
Who's
wrong.
The guy that smashes the mice in his hand?
You weren't. And you know what? You know what our last sponsor is, kids?
What?
It's when you're reading At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, you've got to have a bottle of whiskey next to you. You got to have a bottle of nectar. You got to have a bottle of brown sugar, if you will. You got to have a little brown mistress in a glass.
Hell yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Led Slinger's whiskey.
Led Slinger's whiskey.
Hell yeah. Now let's get into some shenanigans.
God damn it, it's good.
Let's get into some shenanigans now.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Let's do it. By the way, one last shout out for Tartarus Ordnance. Go to their website. It's www.tartarusordnance.com. TartarusOrdnance.com. 10% off Drinking Bros.
And we'll post that on the Drinking Bros podcast sometime this week for sure.
Yes, it'll be on our Facebook page and it'll be on our Instagram as well. First of all, Matt and Rocco, welcome back.
Hey.
We, We've sorely, you're sorely home. Missed you. Rocco, I want to dive right into this like a non-gay Greg Louganis. There's a beef of a fighter against Rampage that I'd like you to chat about tonight, if
Rampage
you could.
Rampage Jackson. Fill us in on Rampage.
Yeah. So Rampage Jackson is actually a legend in the MMA world. I mean, Pride, UFC, the guy is a fucking legend. So nothing to take away from
the guy. He's a black dude that used to wear the giant chain and howls at the air. Yes. Huge guy.
Rampage
Jackson.
He's a monster. He's a banger. He just throws bombs and tries to knock dudes out. He's not afraid to fucking fight. But in Tough 10, which is the Ultimate Fighter 10, there was a guy in the show. His name is Daryl Schoonover. And Daryl inadvertently became a good friend of mine because of training and location, just due to the demographics of where I lived. And we became buddies. And we talked about this, like his beef with Rampage, because on that show, Rampage called him titties. Now, some of you that are MMA fans, you guys...
Titties?
Titties. He called him titties. Well, he's a heavyweight, right? But he's not, like, in the best of shape at the time.
He's got a new nickname. It's called Red Dart.
It's called Meat Missile. But the thing is that Daryl had...
You call a man titties, those are fighting words.
Exactly. Exactly. And so when he pissed off Daryl, and Daryl was ready to fight him on the spot. So throughout the episode, throughout the show, they kind of fed off that. And it never went anywhere, right? They never fought. So now, years and years later, this is almost 10 years ago, now, out of nowhere, Rampage calls him out on Twitter. And I saw it, and I called
Daryl. Well, no, because Rampage was supposed to fight Kimbo Slice,
right?
But then Kimbo pissed hot. So he was like, I'll fight Daryl, fuck titties.
He goes, I'd rather fight fucking titties anyways. And then that...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he did that on Twitter, and that started the whole thing. So I saw it. Called Daryl. He goes, I already saw it, man. What's the plan? I was like, what do you want to do? So he already called his manager. They're working on the fight. The fight right now is up in the air. Bellator wants it to happen, but isn't sure if it's going to get enough hype. People don't understand. There's one thing about Daryl that why I'm backing him up. One, because he's just a friend. He's a good dude. Two, he's a veteran, man. And I like to support my veterans, dude. Especially he's a local El Paso veteran. So
we can shock Bellator.
Yeah, we're going
to
shock.
If we really wanted
to. Exactly. And that's what I want to do. I'd like the guys to kind of back him up and try and show some support towards Daryl. Daryl has been an on and off fighter for years. But hey, this motherfucker has a chance. They're going to stand up and bang. The heavyweights, you never know who's going to win when it comes to just standing up and throwing bombs. And I actually think Daryl has a great chance. So I'm going to support this. And we've already started our Twitter campaign
this morning.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say this. Ross, if you don't mind me plugging these Twitter accounts, Rampage is Rampage, the number 4, and real. Daryl is D_Schoonover. MMA. Now, how to spell Schoonover? I don't fucking know. Go find R15.
R15, you'll see the traffic. Talking shit to Rampage this morning.
Yeah, and we're going to continue to just talk shit. Also, don't ever forget to tag Bellator MMA, because at the same time, we need them to see the traffic that we can do as a team.
I said, Daryl's going to punch you so hard, your dick's going to turn into a vagina.
We want to get vulgar. We're going to go deep. Yeah. If any artists
we thought about having an artist maybe do a depiction of Daryl just banging out Rampage and say, this is an artist's depiction of what the fight's going to look like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We want to degrade
him so
bad.
I'm sure he'd be
bad.
Amped about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We any kind of trolling, all you master trolls out there, step up to the plate, and we need you right now. It'll be fun.
Troll Rampage.
Let's make this happen.
Get him so angry, just like they did with the Tim Kennedy fight.
Yeah, Tim Kennedy and
he
Bisping.
Was so mad about those animations.
Yeah.
Like, we can affect literally his psyche.
Yeah, exactly. Easily. And here's the funny thing about it, man. It's fun. It's like, no hard feelings, Rampage. You're not going to like what we have to do. You're a great guy and you're a legend in the sport. But hey, we're going to back up our veteran buddy.
Because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and we're going to fucking ride this
motherfucker
out.
And we want to see the fight.
We want to see this fight happen. So fuck
titties, man. Titties.
Yo, titties, man.
Titties, man. Titties, man. Titties.
So there's the beef. We're actually going to be having a From the Corner with Rocco. And I have interviewed Daryl personally. So it'll be a good episode. It should be out there soon.
Did you get to see his
face? Hey, Rocco, you know what I'd like to see? I don't know if you watched that last Bellator fight with Kimbo Slice.
Oh, my God.
It went down as one of the worst fights in MMA history.
Worst thing ever.
Bellator actually lost so much credibility from that fight. It's like, what are they doing? Because if you guys see, after that fight, then it was the Shamrock Gracie fight.
Oh, which was
a
fucking
just
disaster.
Embarrassing. It was a body shot. He crumbled him, and it was so fucking geriatrics going in there fighting. It's fucking embarrassing, dude.
Which is hard to say. It's hard for me because Shamrock and Gracie are obviously two legends. They are what paved the fucking road for modern day MMA. But it's like, Come on, guys.
That's the saddest part.
Remember, that's what you say. Go out on top. Like the Denver fucking Broncos.
Yeah, we talked about
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, like
go
Peyton
out
Manning.
On top. Like
Keith
Peyton Manning.
Ledger.
What?
You wow. An Jared.
You're an asshole.
What? He played a really good Joker.
Yeah, but he got lost in that shit.
It's a horrible metaphor.
What?
Keith Ledger out of nowhere.
He
like,
went out
Jared,
on top.
Where the
God.
Jared.
Taylor. Not how you want to go out.
Yeah.
Not his way.
That was Robin Williams.
Go out on top. Go out on top. Like Keith Ledger.
Ross didn't like that. I thought he would back me up on that one.
Look, I love it. I'm shocked by it. I haven't heard a Heath Ledger reference in a long goddamn
Milk
time.
Milk was a bad choice.
You got to see it right now. Ross, Jared is drinking, what is that, vodka and
it's a screwdriver.
Orange juice?
Screwdriver.
Yeah. It's more like a
France press.
We didn't have that
much. What are you drinking,
juice.
Matt?
I am drinking some actually Basil Hayden, which is, I will say, my second favorite bourbon, and second to Ledslinger's. But if you haven't tried Basil Hayden, anybody out there, it's kind of got like a wood label. It's one of my favorites. It's a very more diverse palate taste-wise. I don't know if that's even the correct way of saying that, but it's colorful. It's a good one. And what
all right.
Mean? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Basil
what
Hayden.
What about you, Rocco?
We started off with a bottle of Ledslinger's, and then
we had some Coronas today.
We had some Coronas today. We started off with Coronas, then we went to a bottle of Ledslinger's.
Yeah.
And then now I'm drinking the same thing as Basil Hayden stuff and Hazen?
Basil Hayden.
Hayden.
Well, no, and, sorry, no D. I just said that.
Hayden. Whatever it is, Hayden, yeah. Hayden Panettiere, we're drinking her right now. And it's good. It's enjoyable.
You know, for some, we don't really day drink that often, but when we do, surprisingly, it's one of our most productive days. We've been working
hard
since
today.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Yeah, we did. We went hard today. So.
We've been at work
nice.
Since 10.
10 a.m. I know.
What are you drinking, Ross?
You literally just said, I've been at work since 10 a.m. The workday starts at 9. So you guys slept in
woke
an
a
hour.
Late. Well, there's gym time.
Well, it's 8 p.m.
And there's gym
and,
hours.
And we're filming.
We didn't really
you know?
Start till 11. Well, I mean, we met at 11.
Okay,
that's what time. Again. That's what time Jimmy John's open. I like how you set your meetings to what time Jimmy John's opens to the public.
It doesn't open until 11. Ross, get over it.
I know
it doesn't.
What are you drinking, Ross?
By the way, I'm drinking Cobra milk.
What?
I got milk from a live cobra.
It's called semen.
So it's supposed semen. To fuck me up. I'm kidding. I grabbed.
Is that a real thing? You always have weird dreams.
He got it from
my
yeah. It comes in.
I met a cab driver. He gave me a satchel of cobra milk.
Comes in like a pallet of dry ice.
Yeah.
Cobra
yeah.
milk. This episode is
like
sponsored to me by cobra milk.
It's wrapped. Yeah. It's wrapped in banana leaves and birch wood.
He told me only drink it if I'm in a padded room. What?
The key is to pour it down your urethra.
And then inside your anus for the desired effect.
Oh, man.
You gotta love the anus.
When you call it an anus, I just want to shove more things inside of it.
Right, it's an
it
anus.
It sounds classic.
I know.
Because it's like anus knob. Like, anus. Oh, no, I'll put that in the anus.
No, it's my anus. Classy.
I was vigorously rubbing my chamille.
I don't know what a chamille is, but I love it.
Dude, that was you guys. If there is another podcast that you listen to, if it's just one episode, listen to the Sacha Cohen Marc Maron one.
Oh,
it was
man.
So good.
Oh, you're
I
right.
Listened to it
you're
twice.
Right. I listened to it too. He was finally honest, and it was that was one of the best interviews I've heard in a long time.
He said he almost got
drinking.
Arrested.
I'm drinking white wine, by the way, Matthew.
Thank wow. you. Thank you. Is it Chardonnay, Riesling?
Yeah, it's a Chardonnay. Went into the local grocer today, and they had Mondavi on sale. Chardonnay Willow Springs.
Nice.
So, it's family owned since 1943.
Drinking Bros
God
bespoke.
Bless the Mondavi family.
Yeah,
Drinking Bros bespoke.
Oh, you know, wine. Is that the white wine? It's like tequila. Instead of a worm in it, it has a dick because you're drinking wine. Is that like
what, that would be oh, hilarious?
So the
yeah,
last
yeah,
thing
yeah.
we do,
severed
there's a dick in there.
I just took the balls. I just yeah, yeah. took the balls. Yeah.
I drank the dick out of the shot.
It's fine. It's
what
fine.
Would
it's
it sound
gay.
Like if you ate a dick?
It would sound whole. It would sound full. Girthy.
That's you sucking on a
yeah.
dick, Jared, not
ew.
Eating it. God
oh.
dang it.
Why would you want to know what that sounds like?
I don't
like?
Know.
It's just like chewless hot dogs.
Yeah, or two dudes 69ing.
Chewless hot dogs.
Two dudes 69ing is extremely loud.
Ross, I feel like
Misering.
This is going to go dark real quick.
Yeah, this is going to go south real quick.
Oh,
we're going to war as
real quick.
I thought we were supposed to have a platter of cheese here, Jared. What happened to that?
Where's,
listen,
your wife said
we ate too much of this stuff.
Speaking of that, Ross, we just got back from, we've been doing weekly food eating challenges, and
which is a horrible idea because none of us are good at
it. You were the one who set it up. You can't say that.
You set this up for everyone.
He always sets up dumb shit like this that we get stuck with.
You set it up for everyone. Now everybody's in eating challenges a month out.
No shit.
Yeah, we know, bro.
60 days before the movie premiere, you guys are going to be 500 fucking pounds on the red carpet.
We've only got one more.
Is it just one more?
It's pizza. Just known us. That's pizza. It. And then the one that the chef says that we better bring 20 friends for. That's scary.
Okay, so that's two more then, Jared.
Two more.
It's not just one. Right. It's two
more. Listen, he's not thinking ahead, okay?
You're not thinking ahead.
Dude, we had sliders today. We charged through a bunch, but I'm at the point like me eating three more sliders is not going to do anything for them.
No,
I'm just going to be walk away comfortable, even though I feel fat as fuck.
So what was your number then? What was your number?
Like 8 or 9, but I will say I only ate half the bread on my burgers because I was like, you know.
Yeah,
I had 6 whole.
I had 6 whole as well and a bite.
So we're all about even, I'd say.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. I was expecting a lot bigger number. I'm not going to lie. You guys were all big guys.
Dude, there was like a fucking half-inch thick sliced piece of bacon.
It's all these tricks, man.
Double wide on each, and then they put
the
sauce.
The bread is huge.
The bread is huge.
Imagine eating 6 loaves of bread.
There's all kinds of tricks, man. Like, there was fucking sushi one day, and it was like double the fucking rice and a lot of fucking sour cream or some shit. Whatever, cream cheese?
I've been in a couple of those eating challenges, and it's the same thing. Yeah. Like, there was a pizza one, and the bread was 5 inches thick, and it was like, what the fuck, bro?
Exactly, dude. They're trying to fill
you
up.
How can we get you the most food in the most budget-friendly way?
Sucked.
Yeah, it was a shit show, literally. People got up during the pizza eating challenge and then shit themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
If you took a shit or if you threw up, you were disqualified.
Only one
person made it.
I wear a diaper, dude. It's called eat shit. You're literally letting food into your body at the same rate it's leaving
you. I can
you.
Open up the bottom of my stomach and be a continuous stream.
You know how uncomfortable that would be to have to shit a log in your own pants would be so uncomfortable. To fill in
like a big
a solid, like an MRE log.
It
right?
wouldn't, though. It would immediately squish.
I would hope it would squish, but then you imagine sitting back on it.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't. Like sometimes it sits there.
Exactly. If you're shitting water, it's like, okay, this sucks, but I can deal with it. If you're shitting a log, your body's like, stop blocking this motherfucker from coming out.
That's called the river lumberjack.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hey, by the way,
the log.
Have you ever tried to shit in water like that? It's impossible.
Oh, gross.
I've never done that.
I was river lumberjack.
We need to do a call out right now to the listeners.
What?
We have to find, we want to do the show where we do the live podcast while two people bang it out.
So
I have a better idea,
we want to be the first ever to do a live sex show with strangers.
I have a better idea, though,
strangers, Ross. Two strangers that just meet.
They volunteer. It's safe. Everybody gets. We get a medic.
Yeah.
We
Rocco's a medic.
We get Cutman Carlos.
Yeah, Cutman Carlos.
Yeah.
Hey, but I have a better
idea,
Ross.
We have them make love in front of us. Not. I don't want like graphic hardcore pounding. I want them to make love for a fucking hour.
Better go to graphic hardcore pounding.
I have a different idea.
Let's hear your idea, Rocco.
I've been thinking about several options for this, and I think it's better if we, just for diversity reasons, we have a male-female one episode, then we have male-male, and then we have male-female.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
To make Ross sit through two dudes
Yeah, exactly.
First guy that gets
a boner
gets
punched. You could never do it.
It's not gay, dude. I don't give a shit. I'm
you could never do it. I couldn't sit through it. I love everyone.
I'm afraid to watch that.
It'd be funny. But here's another thing I thought about. What if you have a timer and you have 5 minutes on the clock and whoever finishes closest to that time wins some kind of prize?
No, that's too short. I mean, you have to have...
Too short? That's long for me, bro. That's double time I go.
Is position switch.
Switch.
I mean, we're doing our show.
We have to have a ref. They're scoring points.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? So the show is not based around the fact that two people are fucking... Him and her.
Two strangers.
Two strangers.
Two strangers.
They're doing their thing, but we have our own podcast points that we want to talk about. But then when an interesting thing comes up, like, oh, what is he doing with his toe?
Yeah, exactly.
That's when we talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So we need volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys are ready to be volunteers, go ahead and message Drinking Bros podcast.
To bang
Facebook
a stranger.
Page.
It's called the Drinking Bros Bang a Stranger.
They can see each other before they do it. They're not the commit.
Yeah, we're not
they
gonna,
can. Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Not
absolutely.
Over.
Yeah, you're not
But go to the Facebook page and submit yourself like privately.
Yeah, a headshot.
Yeah, with a headshot.
Man
and woman. Man and woman, and then we're gonna do a live. We're gonna do a live sex show. Maybe from Los Angeles. We'll be in LA together soon. So
yes,
man. That's a good place to do something weird. Like
can we
that.
Have plexiglass yeah. covering us to make sure like we don't get nothing on us?
Oh it's God. Not a Gallagher. It's not a Gallagher show. So
you never
no,
know. It
there's
might
no plexiglass.
Be
that motherfucker might be splitting watermelons.
It
you
might
never
be.
And welcome
Holy
back,
shit.
Rocco and Matt.
Yeah,
I know. And on that note, though, we should talk about the bro code.
The
bro code is a sacred thing. This is really fucked up that happened today.
Yeah.
Those who know Iggy Azalea, the white rapper who pretends to be black, yeah. She's won a few Grammys.
Yep.
She is engaged to Nick Young from the Los Angeles Lakers, aka Swaggy P, a rookie point guard. Videotaped him secretively inside the Lakers locker room and was asking him how many times and which women he has cheated on his fiance with and then posted that online.
No way.
Fuck.
Did he get his ass whipped?
Yeah. So here's the thing. They shut him out. They iced him down. Nobody would sit next to him, talk to him for the entire day. No one would eat with him. And then when the game started, they didn't pass him the ball once. Now he's the point guard. The ball's got to come through him the entire game. The Lakers lost by 48 points. It was the worst loss in franchise history. And they said that they would not pass to that motherfucker because he broke the bro code.
What the fuck is that guy's name?
His name is D'Angelo Russell.
What the fuck?
He is a highly touted rookie.
My first thing why you're such a fucking fucktard was he not only like slipped up and maybe pillow talked to his girl and it got back, but it was like he overtly made a direct attempt to out his fucking bro.
That's crazy.
Buddy.
That's
yeah.
fucked
it's
up,
not
man.
Even, that's not bro code.
D'Angelo Rucker?
I mean, there's bro code, but I'm saying that's a fucking asshole.
It's not even bro code. That's a slime.
That's a piece
slime
of
bag.
Shit, right? Yeah, that's a guy.
Yeah, what did he think was what was his goal there? Like, was he mad at
is he secretly in love? Is he? Is he
yeah, what was his influence, his motivator?
That's the mystery of it that's out there in the public now. There was a press conference about an hour ago saying that the two of them had made up, which is total bullshit.
Yeah.
This guy's been trending on Twitter now for the last 2 days. The Lakers knew about this story before anyone else. So before they got blown out in this game by 48 and didn't pass him the ball, they knew what was going on. They knew the story was about to break, but the rest of the world didn't. They were hoping the tape wouldn't have gotten leaked. It did. And then today it was a massive news story. And, you know, Kobe's retiring. That's on the back burner now. Everybody's talking about this fucking guy breaking the bro code. You just don't do it.
That's the kind of thing where it's not even like, all right, you slipped up, dude. That's like where I'm going to beat your fucking ass. Like,
that is
I'm
going to
drive to your house,
felony.
Knock on your door, and yeah, I'm going to fucking break your legs, dude. Not even a baseball. That's where I want to break my hands in your fucking
face, Did she break up with him for this?
Yeah, so she put – Iggy Azalea put something on Twitter that just said – thank you for the film. I really enjoyed it. Thanks, bro.
Damn.
So I don't know if their relationship is over. I would assume it has to be because, I mean, he talked about 8 or 9 women in this secret video. They're NBA players, so it's like we're expecting them to cheat on everybody. It's like an 18-year-old guy in the military who just got home for the first time, you know?
Jared's over here doing research. I like it.
Jeez, I'm lying.
Yeah, so
it's terrible.
It's crazy. It is crazy. But that got me thinking today. What's the worst bro code violation you guys have ever had in your lives?
Oh, man. I can't even think of a good story. All the guys are looking up the story right now because we weren't aware of it. Man, worst bro. You know, I've been fortunate. I surround myself with such good dudes that it's like they wouldn't talk shit. I don't know. You always have those people that like offer up information that was in passing where you're like, and I think that's the unfortunate thing when you see a lot of like mainstream celebrities, they might like throw out a joke which they thought would be cool with their inner circle, and I don't give a fuck what everybody says. You say some stuff that's inappropriate for general society once in a while, all the time. I mean, listen to her fucking podcast, but like when people take that information and throw it out, it's just like that's I think to me that's that bro code. It's like, dude, you know, we all slip once in a while. We're all human. We all make mistakes. But why are you trying to make that public? Because there's a motivator or like a there's an angle that they're trying to work to get something.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a bro code.
Yeah.
I got a bro code of a fucking dude that I had to rip into a dude recently.
Really?
Yeah, because all the stuff that's going on with Art 15 and everything, obviously, it's, you know, we're getting out there and we're a little bit more popular than the average fucking bear. And there was a time when we were playing a prank on one of my drill sergeant buddies, dude. His name is Watson, right? Drill sergeant Watson. He wasn't home, so I kind of got naked on his bed and had a drill sergeant hat over my crotch and took pictures.
That's hilarious.
It's funny as shit, right? We sent it to him. He was pissed as fuck. But those pictures stayed around. This one motherfucker messaged your page, didn't realize that I answered some of those emails.
Yeah, that you're an admin on.
Right? And he goes, hey, I got some pictures of Rocco that you might want to see. And he posted them. And I went direct with this motherfucker. I said, hey, bro. Yeah, I said, hey, dude, what are you trying to do, man? Like, what's the fucking joke? Because no, I don't give a fuck. I look good at that picture. But the point is, you trying to blackmail me? Yeah. That's some bro code bullshit, right? He's like, you're not going to try and blackmail your own buddy, supposed buddy, that you would do that to. That's some bro code bullshit that fucking... Hell no, I nipped that shit in the butt, man.
Well, I think you know that. Like when people start to maybe know you, like that you're a little more known than the average person, they try to make an angle to anything they can do to have the personal connection with you. We catch people all the time filming without asking us, and I'm like, dude, just if you want to take a picture or film, let's fucking do it, man. No worries. But like stop like
that
the weird
be the weirdest shit. The leg, holding the camera leg down like while we're in conversation and some weirdo's just there.
I've seen pictures of me on Instagram eating tacos and someone across. Like, we had this happen just the other day.
Yes. I don't know. No, Matt, I saw a picture when we were out together. Somebody took a picture of you, and I was like, wait. And then they just ran away. And they posted it online. It was like, oh, just hung out with Matt Best. He was awesome. And it was like, nah, you didn't really hang out with him. You blasted him with a
dude,
pick and then ran out of the restaurant.
This literally happened like 4 days ago when I went to Los Angeles. This dude at the bar kept looking over, and I was like, I don't know if – I don't want to be a douchebag. Like, do you know who we are or whatever? The next day, he posts a photo of himself, a selfie, and it was all of us behind, and he was like, he was kind of commenting that he had been listening
on
to our conversation.
On the other side of the bar. Yeah. I'm talking like, it's an L-shaped bar. He's on one side, and Matt and them are on the other.
And it weirds me out, because I'm like, dude, if you fucking know who we are, come say hi. I'll buy you a fucking beer. Like, not, I don't get that, you know? I don't get the,
I don't know, man.
I guess I
get it, but like, for me personally, I've had the bro code broken a few times. Where it's out of jealousy or, you know, it's usually over girls. Sometimes, though.
Always over
girls. I've had a bro code.
But no, sometimes it's over professional shit where it's like, hey, man, you know, you have a better job than me or something like that. So you'll try to take someone down a few pegs by going after them, you know, at the workplace. And it's happened to me both on movie sets and then, you know, and girls in real life. Like, that's always happened.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Obviously, the rumor of my penis started as a small boy. I was 4 years old.
What a bro.
I grew up on a raft in the Congo. And then when I floated over to America, everybody knew about it. but no, so like growing up, there's been a lot of like lost relationships where it's like, hey, man, why did you call like somebody I was dating and say I did this or this or this in my past or, you know, shit like that where
That's
you're just like,
weird.
Dude,
I've had that happen to me, dude.
I actually have a decent story that came out. I'll make it quick. But when I was in fucking high school, man, I ended up I'll tell it. Whatever. It was high school terms, but we were like, I was making out with these two girls. My good friend was there at the time, and he was like trying to grab this one girl. She shunned him off and was like, because I was in a band at the time. They're like, hey, we're going to do this.
My bleeding heart bleeds blood for you.
Yeah. They were like, he was that guy. He was like, get the fuck out of here.
But but then I was actually ended up being a good deal. I was like, okay, I liked one of the girls. I asked the other girl to leave. Well, this was young, but long story short, tomorrow the next day at school when we were there, I find out my buddy's telling everybody that he'd got a blowjob from one of the girls. And I was like, that's weird. So I three-way called because she was accusing me of starting the rumor. It's such high school drama bullshit, but I think it's directly correlated to the bro code because it's fucking elementary bullshit. Yeah. We're on a three-way call and. He's literally talking shit about me, like, oh, he made up these fucking rumors, and I'm listening to this dude who's supposedly, like, my good friend smashing on me saying I made up all these rumors. And I was just like, what a fucking bitch, dude. Like, say it how it is,
little
man. Little bitch.
Dude,
and then I drank out of a France press.
Honestly, it would be awesome if the Lakers just fired this guy. They didn't give a fuck how good he was. They're just like, you no longer will ever be trusted anywhere, ever.
It would be amazing.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, that would
right.
be the coolest, like foot stomp of, and oh, by the way, you'll never play. We're going to keep your contract, so you won't play for anybody.
He's going to be the black sheep forever, dude. He's the guy, when you go out and grab beers, like, don't say shit to that fucking dude. He's going to
throw blast it anyway. Like, that's the guy, where you're like, dude, that's the guy. Shut the fuck up about,
you can't even fart in public
without the motherfucker
posting
on Twitter.
Shut the fuck up about Tanya. Fuck him.
Yeah, shut the fuck up about Tanya, dude. Don't tell him about Tanya.
Carol.
Don't tell him about
who's
fucking
Carol?
Tanya. Yeah, whoever it is. Who's Carol? Who's Lauren? Who's Ashley?
Yeah. Oh fuck.
Who's Caitlin?
I think
that's Jared's wife.
I know.
I was talking about Caitlyn Jenner. Either way.
I had a bro code violation because another TACP ratted on us when we killed that cow up in New Mexico.
Oh, that's shit.
Fucking
cocksucker. That's right.
Shitty, fucking cocksucker.
And you can't, and here's the thing, Jared, you told me this story. I'd like for you to tell the audience, but you can't re-bro after that. Oh, like, that's it. Once the bro code is broken, you can't re-bro.
There's no re-broing, dude.
I don't want anything to do with that. I don't even. I probably will see him again someday, and I'll be like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, there's two dudes that fucked me over with the same chick. That's how stupid I am. Those dudes would never be re-broed, dude, for sure.
You can't re-bro.
Those are fight on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't just tattle on, you know.
No, it's a douchey dude. Something just like that. Fuck it. Walk and he
away. But Jared. Tell the audience your cow story, because you went above and beyond.
Don't go long, just go
it's
short.
I was up in the field. It was quite a few years ago. Some of my guys went out and killed a cow, and they came back with it, and I was like, oh fuck. So you know, we got rid of the cow body.
You were a
cow.
Bro. You did not.
Yeah. I mean, they were
you
young guys.
You could have snitched.
I was like,
you were an NCO.
Hey, all you guys, fuck off for a little while. I'm gonna get rid of this. And got rid of it, and then pulled them all together. Said, "Hey, everybody does dumb shit. Shut the fuck up. Don't tell anybody. And we'll go home about this." Well, somebody found out and literally tattled.
Oh my god!
And then that became cattle wrestling. It was a felony. There were 6 people arrested. I was interrogated.
Oh, man.
But still, like, I wasn't taking the interrogation seriously because OSI was. I'll caveat this. I like a lot of OSI people. But the OSI people at fucking New Mexico, wherever this base was, I don't even know what it's called right now, Holloman, they treated this like it was the goddamn Avery murder. Like, and
like it was making a murderer, and then
that's
but Jared,
how they were acting.
Didn't you try to cover up the cow death? Like, you covered it up,
well,
right?
Yeah,
you Stephen Avery the cow.
I had it 38 gallons of diesel fuel in 8 hours of time, and there was no trace of the cow.
and
OSI from Holloman Air Force Base. There was an alternate burn site. So that horse skull that you found, that was a horse skull in your lovely forensics department that you had, was not the fucking victim's body. No, dumb shit.
It wasn't the cow.
I looked him right in the eyes when he's in there trying to act tough, because again, like, there's a hierarchy. I'm a fucking TACP. You're an OSI guy. Cool. I respect you, but don't get fucking tough with me. Like, and he tried to get tough.
Jared just
he blacked out for a second.
Hey, did he bow up over there?
Well,
is he all flexed up over there?
I looked him in the eyes and I go, no matter how much you want to treat this like your next goddamn murder case, tell us what the cost is. I'll get the money today. We will pay the farmer and you'll let these fucking 6 guys go, because this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
They were dumb fucking young idiots. You don't need to sit in here and act like we're going to go to a fucking 12 jury trial for this cow.
Yeah.
And so it turned out the sheriff up in that city was an ex special forces guy. Once he heard, he was kind of like, "All right, we're going to settle this. We're going to settle it." The problem was 2 of the 6 guys that got arrested didn't get the memo that they were going to get taken care of. So they immediately lawyered up and demanded to be processed. And after that happened, they already...
You're kidding.
Yeah, they had already been processed by the district attorney, so they had to go through the whole shebang.
Damn.
And, oh, God.
And end up one guy, the trigger puller, who was a jackass in every respect, but he ended up with like $1,000 fine and 2 years probation. So,
it was
a waste of time. It was a waste. You're talking over a year of the Air Force's time that held this up, that denicked guys from doing the job, that... It could have all been, like, handled. I was prepared to pay $10,000 for that cow. And that farmer would have got that money.
Wow, $10,000 for a cow. $10,000 for a cow, huh?
Like, a cow, you know, whether it's meat or milk, it's going to be expensive. So, gents, save some money, because we're probably going to... This is going to get expensive. And it turns out he ended up only paying $1,000. It was, like, a waste of time.
$1,000 for a cow.
You know what,
man.
I really want, though? I want that T-shirt. 30 gallons of diesel in 8 hours. I can do whatever.
Yeah.
That's fucking great, dude.
That's great.
What are we going to do? I got 30 gallons of diesel fuel in 8 hours.
I could burn shit.
In 8 hours. How do you want to spend it?
Whatever.
I was that was one of the only negative reprimands I've ever had. Was
you have three good conduct medals.
I do.
But do you have a good conduct medal?
I have several. Yeah.
I have a reprimand though that says
so Article 15. It's funny.
My reprimand though, the way that it reads is it says I refuse to relinquish information on the murder of an animal. So essentially, it says
murder.
I ain't no snitching bitch. I've got an official document that says
you
that.
Hence,
snitch.
Why you know some of my personal speakers.
This is why we can kill fighters.
Jared, I got blackmail.
You should hang that up.
Want to read these
Jared, you should hang that up inside your house.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I've got two copies. I might post one. I don't know yet. I mean, it has. They called that Cattlegate. Was the nickname for it.
No way.
Oh, yeah, dude. It went wing wide. Like, this was Air Force. God. The Secretary of the Air Force knew that the 7 days I was born.
Operation Cowgate.
Killed the cow. It was Cattlegate 2012.
Cattlegate.
Ask Benny about
Cattlegate.
It. Because Benny was at the commanders, the worldwide commander, TACB commanders conference, like, shortly
so
after.
This was, like, right before I met
Party
you.
Benny. Yeah,
very shortly.
Damn.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So what happened with the guys?
Well, I mean, everybody got off because, again, like, what they did is they just blanket rolled everyone. And then as they started to pick the story apart, they realized that it was really only one dude that was just like, I'm going to go murk this cow. And then everybody else was stuck in that situation. And again, bro code, one guy can't just be like, I'm going to fucking tell.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Guys, okay. That guy's done for.
Man.
Story of the cow.
What was the cow? What was the cow's name? Rest in peace.
Here's the thing I told the second investigator that pulled me in, is I looked him right in the eyes and I go, how can you prove that cow didn't have cancer? Because you can't.
I have a feeling.
The story that they had come up with, that the OSI agents came up with.
It was Bambi. It was the cow version of Bambi.
No, they like, it was so immaculate. Again, these guys, the actual incident, they jumped in a civilian truck. We were up in a state park. They said they were going down the hill to get more beer. And they come back with a cow in the back of the truck. This story that the OSI guy put together, he goes, oh, I know how it went down. You guys fired upon this thing with your government-issued rifles. You then ran it over with Humvees. Like, he had this long, drawn-out, like,
holy shit, who said this?
This was one of the investigating agents. And it was just like, I'm looking at him like, my God, you guys are really wasting time on this.
That's crazy.
Like, a cow was killed. You know who did it. You already know the trigger puller.
Yeah.
We can save.
We
can save.
You should have said, did you find any semen in the cow?
Yeah.
Because if you did, then I did it.
Well, that was
like
that was
end
the
of
thing,
story.
Is earlier that day we had found there was a horse skeleton that had been there for probably well over a year and a half because it was bleached. It was skeleton was picked clean, bones were bleached, bright white. We had mounted the skull on a stick and we were using it as a target to shoot at with the pistols. So they go up there to investigate 4 days after the incident occurred, and that's when he came back and said, oh, we found the skull, and there's multiple 9mm rounds dwelled into it. And I was like,
you think I'm that dumb?
The skull that you mean the skull that's bleached and dried on a post out there? Like, what kind of scientist are you? Like, this thing was killed 4 days ago. And we've already got a bleached skull.
I took it to the taxidermist. They cleaned it up for me.
We boiled a large pot of water.
Oh man.
It was a dope.
That's a great. That's one of my favorites of yours, by the way, Jared.
You know
that's
what?
One of my favorites.
I think that's what I'm going to do for Eli's.
Oh, yeah,
You
should do that for drunk veteran stories. I'm guessing the trigger puller is not dating Iggy Azalea at this point.
No.
They're not?
No.
Shortly after that, and I shit you not, 5 days after that, because he was one of my guys that I was in charge of, 5 days after he's in trouble for the cow, because after they sorted through everybody and everybody got let go and stuff like that, it's just him that's in trouble. 5 days after he's in trouble, he gets pulled over for being drunk and driving on the military base at 11 a.m.
Oh.
On a Tuesday.
Oh.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Going up on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So, yeah, it was like there was nothing but a headache with this guy for a little while.
God.
He was all right. I mean,
fuck it.
The more
you can't out his name now?
No.
Yeah,
no,
nah, it's not worth it. Because
he's a nice, he's moved on.
Douchey McDouchey.
He's doing other.
Listen,
well that's the thing. The
Jared's a bro. Jared's a bro, Ross.
The trigger puller.
Don't
try
to throw
him I'm not mad
it.
At. You're
that was a test, Jared. Yeah, you passed. That was a test and you just passed. Yeah.
It was a test. You passed.
That was a test and you just passed. And I, last question for you on this. Do they really call it trigger puller? Because that sounds pretty like redneck, pretty janky.
Oh yeah, like that was they just kept using that. Where there were two agents, if I remember right, one of the bald one is the one that I remember. Well, it was just like we're gonna find the trigger puller. We'll know who the trigger puller is, and they play this game.
Who's the trigger puller?
Like where they leave your interrogation room door open. And he's holding a folder, and like they purposely leave your door open, and then they go, "All right, one of them talked. He's the only one getting a deal." And they walk by your room, and I was just like, I had been in OSI's office for other things like 3 weeks prior, so I was like, "Yeah, they already used that one down at Herbert Field."
That's embarrassing they use that.
And here's another one complaint I will have about my OSI experience is. Whether you're in there because you're in trouble or you're in there just because they want to get information out of you, they treat you the same. So, like, I was in there just because they wanted to ask me some questions about a certain person, yet for 10 hours of me waiting in there, they act like you are a perpetrator. And it's frustrating. It's like, dude, why? I'm only in here because you want to ask me about this? Like, why didn't you just tell me that when I showed up instead of sitting me in this fucking room for 10 hours?
Hello, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, like... Oh, we'll get with you soon. Like, what the fuck did I do?
Fuck.
What do you know more of?
Yeah. Wait. Oh. It would have been for that. Oh, yeah. We're okay. Good, bro. We're good.
You start admitting.
It would have been awesome if you would just would have walked in and they would have been like, "Hey, man, that's titties. Titties, man. Hey, titties."
But so full circle around Christmas time when we lost those OSI guys and those security forces guys. A lot of the OSI people reached out to the podcast. They reached out to Art 15. Very, very cordial. Very, very nice. I think we got rid of those bad apples from 2012.
Good.
We're now on to the new version of OSI, and they're the cool ones.
But there's always bad experience with any job. I mean, that's not a representation of you know, the project
that's why
as
I said
a whole.
It,
yeah,
it was
course.
Him. It was him I was mad at. I'm not going to say all OSI. It was him I was mad at because he was just – I felt – those guys could have facilitated truly helping all the guys, like saying, okay, you guys are dumb. You did dumb things. We're going to punish you, but here's how we expedite this and we don't turn it into something stupid.
Right? Yeah. Boom.
Boom.
Wow. Hey, to that cow, rest in peace.
Cheers.
Rest in peace to that cow. Hey, all right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, cow.
That cow.
Cheers to the cow. Cheers. And and on that note, I'd like to get to the drinking bro of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
The drinking bro of the week this week is a man named Kevin Strang. He lost his father this week to cancer.
Damn.
His name was Dwayne Strang. He asked us, he said his dad was a hell of a guy. He's going through a hard time. And he misses his dad, and he wanted us to give him a shout out to his father. He said that if he were alive, he would have been a hell of a guy for us to drink with and hang out with. So
badass.
To Kevin Strang and to your dad, Dwayne Strang. Cheers.
Kevin
cheers,
cheers, brother,
drinking bro of the week.
Cheers.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
God, that is the end of another amazing Drinking Bros podcast for Mr. Matt Best, Rocco JT, and Mr. Ross Patterson. We are out of here.
Love you guys.